Blog Talk Radio.
Bring 150 around front, please.
We designed the F-150 to be tough. And we delivered on towing and payload like you'd expect. We also made it smart, starting with an available hybrid powertrain. This engine also allows you to use your truck as a high-wattage generator. It's the kind of capability that a truck owner's really never had before.
In the heat of the night, seems like a cold sweat creeping across my brow. Yeah, in the heat of I'm feeling motherless somehow. Stars with evil eyes stare from the skies on me that but just a little light
in the heat of the night.
In the heat of the night, I've got trouble wall to wall. Oh yes, I repeat in the night. Must be an ending to it all. But hold on, it won't be long. Just you be strong, and it'll be all right.
In the heat of the night.
In the heat of the night.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. I want to thank you for tuning in to WBNN Network for our 3,088 presentation of Ngozi Time Multimedia LLC. Tonight's topic is the reunion of the Black Soul Within Man. We are broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria. You can call in at 516-453-9133. I want you to press 1 to join the conversation tonight. But I have to warn you that it may get deep. And I want to also warn you that the opinions expressed tonight are those of the individual that is expressing them. It's not a reflection of WBNN Network in any way form. I thank Brother O for the platform and the opportunity to be able to share. Tonight, I'm touching on the current state of our Black race, our Black males. Tonight, today we actually dropped our special edition of Aspiring Authors Magazine, where we are honoring 55 amazing brown men from around the world, because society has failed our men. They tell them everything that they do wrong. They don't uphold the little things that could help catapult them to the next level, but the little things that continuously pull them down, that's what they continuously put in the media. But tonight, we're going to allow you the opportunity to see a different light on our brown men. You're going to get an opportunity to meet four amazing men that are a part of this amazing edition of Aspiring Authors Magazine. They're going to be able to share a little bit about their brands, and we're going to touch on that topic. I have two questions that I'm asking tonight. The first question is, what is the current state of our black race, and will we ever be equal? Brother O, can you drop a track, and when we come back, I'm going to bring my guest up and allow them to briefly introduce themselves.
Mama. Hello, mama, it's me. How you feeling, mama? Mm-hmm, that's all right. I've got something I want to talk to you about, if you don't mind. And I ain't mad, mama.
No.
Wait a minute, listen, mama. Look what they done to my song, mama.
Hey, what's the matter?
Look what they done to my song, mama. Oh, Lord, mama. The only thing I got to have right and nice, turn it out all wrong, mama. Look what they done to my song. Now listen, please. Wish I could find a good book. I like to live in the thing now. Wish I could find a good love. Hey. If I could find a real good book, then I'd never have to come out and look at her. What they done to my soul. All right, girls, come on and help me here.
Look what they done to my brain. Mom,
that's my mind.
Look what they done to my brain.
Oh, mama, it's a shame you won't believe this, but it's true. Depicted like a chicken bone, and I'm just about to go insane, mama.
Look what they done to my brain.
Now, girls, if you don't mind, I'd like to hear that in French.
You so shake my soul.
Ooh, not bad.
Mom,
bad.
You so shake my soul.
Uh-huh. Let me see here. Silence and so kiss you before. It's in the pa, bon, ma. My French must be pretty bad. I better do this in English. Look what they done to my song.
Look at it. Look at
Ma,
it.
Hey, ma. Look what they done to my song, my Donna. Oh, Lord, Lord. Put it in a plastic bag, then they turned it back to the upside down song. Look what they done to my song. Put a millionaire today. You know, the only thing I got to have right, man's turning out all wrong, mom. You can't believe what they done to my song, mom, that I wrote myself. They put it in a plastic bag and they turned it back to the upside down, mom. Lord, if I could find a good book, I'd never have to come out and look at her. What they tried to do to my brain, it's a shame, mama, you see that. Well, it's no next thing I had, mama, and they made a million with it, and you know that hurts. But oh, I'm gonna keep on working on the building just like you taught me, mama. Oh, yes I will. Oh, yes I will. Yeah.
Welcome back to Walk in Purpose with Angela here on the WBNN Network. I tell you, I'm excited about this topic on tonight. I really want to get my male's perspective. So I'm excited to have these amazing men with me on tonight sharing. Again, the topic is the reunion of the black soul within man. So in order to understand the topic, I want to share a couple definitions. And then I'm going to bring up two of my amazing guests that are near and dear to my heart. They are very special to me. Soul. The definition for soul, it says the spiritual or immaterial part of a human being or animal regarded as immortal. A person's moral or emotional nature or sense of identity. Again, a person's moral or emotional nature or sense of identity, that's soul. Reunion, a act or process of being brought to gain as a unified whole. Example, social gathering attended by members a certain group of people who have not seen each other for a while or sometime coming together with something in common. Huh. It's an act or process of being brought together to gain as a unified whole, reunion. So, again, the topic tonight, reunion of the black soul within man. Somewhere along the way, we have truly lost our identity. We have lost our soul, and Brother Hooney talks about that a lot. Brother Hooney is one of my special guests on tonight, and this is one of the things I could not let this show go past without allowing him the opportunity to grace the mic and share on tonight, because this is something that he has talked about for a minute. Brother Hooney, are you on?
Yes, indeed. How you doing, woman of God?
I'm doing great. I want you, before you chime in on that topic, I want you to introduce yourself, tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, and then I want you to jump in on that topic real quick.
Yes, indeed. I first want to say it's an honor to be on with my brothers. Trust me. Tonight is epic direction, especially with the people that's been divided and against each other for such a long, long time. Thank you so much for the invitation. And like I said, it's an honor to be on here with the rest of my brothers. An honor to the 55, all of us together, myself included, by way of you. Thank you so much, woman of God, for allowing us the opportunity to introduce ourselves to some and reintroduce ourselves to others. Okay. Now, my tribal name is Hooney Bok Atun. Okay. And my pen and stage name is the Magic Man Haru. Now, that's magic spelled with a J and not a G and a K and not a C. That's M-A-J-I-K-M-A-N-H-E-R-U. Okay. I have been called to ministry after 12:30 midnight on June 13th, 1985. So I'm getting ready to go into my 37th year of being taken from synagogue to church to mosque, for those people who are familiar with that, with the Abrahamic religious faith. Okay, that covers Judaism, Christianity, as well as Islam. Okay, I am a holder of a master's degree in comparative studies when it comes to religion, as well as a proud graduate of the rabbinical priesthood. Okay, I got both of them. One of them took me a total of 9 years, my master's degree, and the other took me a total of 7. But the main thing is I don't use this type of knowledge to beat people upside the head. What I do is use it for a better comprehension. And it's great with this subject because there's something that's been misunderstood for too long. And one of the things I know, especially being a proud graduate of the rabbinical priesthood, is we got to be careful on how to translate certain words, okay? And it's best to get an etymological dictionary and go back to the Abrahamic languages such as Aramaic or Hebrew to get a full comprehension, because when you look at soul in English and spirit, it actually means the same thing. But here's the difference. Soul is something that everybody don't have. And for everyone who's listening, please take notes, because it actually shows up when you open up the scriptures in Bereshit of Genesis, just chapter 2, verse 7, where it spoke about man, Yahuwah Elohim, as it says, and he blew into the nostrils of man, the Adamite, and he became a living soul. Sometimes the translation translated is spirit, but there's a difference. So, yes, it does have something to do with your emotional reactionary body, but it's even higher than that because there's no other people on this planet that actually react the way that we do when it comes to emotionally. And it shows forth, especially when we're on the dance floor. That's why they call people like James Brown and people who can dance real good a soul man, okay, because we're in tune with rhythm. And everybody don't actually have that, and that's actually step one, but it's so much more that I want to add to that before the night's over. Thank you.
Wow. Wow. You briefly told us, who are you?
Well, I am the blessed son of the Most High. I am the only begotten son of a proprietor and a retired Vietnam veteran who proudly shot those cannons for the United States of America, which is my father. My father is soon to be 78 years young. My mom, she made her transition in 2009. So everything that I am is from my long line of ancestries on both sides. The land of Nuba throughout my grandfather, my father's father, and Black Hawk Native American and Cherokee by way of my mother.
Wow. You are also a radio host.
See, now you starting up already, woman of God. I was trying not to, to add that on, but yes, I am a host of the greatest internet radio of our time, WBNN. Matter of fact, my show, when your show ends, mine begin tomorrow, normally on a Thursday at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time.
Wow. Well, I definitely thank you for stopping by and sharing. If you can, hang around and chime back in later on because you know they like to chime in and ask questions. So if you can, hang around. If not, I definitely want to thank you for stopping by. But before you leave, please tell the listeners how they can support you, how they can follow you.
Yes, look. You made Magic Man quit his jet just over broke today, so I done quit my job to be on Justin here. Look, I ain't going nowhere. I'm here for the whole night. On the real, you can find me online, of course, through this great network, starting off with that, because thanks to the mother of the CEO of our company, Olasky, Hall of Fame 4-time. By way of his mother and him being a faithful son, I am a part of WBNN. So that's the first place that you can hear me. One time a month through this great network. Also, you can check me out at www.soundtherapywithmagicmanharuLLC. I finally became a business owner many times over before, but this one here is very special because it's right in sync with a ministry that's almost 37 years continuing.
Wow. Well, definitely hang around. And I'll get you back on later on. I definitely thank you for stopping by. I'm going to get this track on, and then I have another special guest on tonight. Brother O.
Call it a day.
away. I'm a fool to care when you don't care for me. Why should I pretend? I know I'm losing the end. I'm a fool to care.
Welcome back. You are tuned in to Walk In Purpose with Angela here on WBNN Network. You can call in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia LLC. Tonight's topic, the reunion of the Black Soul Within Man. My very next special guest, all the way from South Carolina, the man himself, I tell you, he can do something with some words, Mr. Moody Black. Are you there?
Peace, Queen. What's happening? What's happening?
Hey. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for having me. It's an honor to be here in this space with you and all these wonderful brothers and this gathering of sorts. So definitely hats off to you and the network for having this. Thank you for having me.
Yes. No, I don't pass up opportunity to, I like to recognize those that deserve recognition. And I tell you, it is an honor and a privilege to be in your midst, because I tell you, you sold into me. You may not realize what you sold into me in 2016, but because you sacrificed and you sold into my babies and my organization, that was something that meant something to me. And I was so glad when we were able to reconnect. You know, I tell people, in this big old world, yet we serve a big old God that can do any and everything if we allow him, because he brought us right back together. We're here right here on WBNN.
Indeed.
And you are still alive, because I saw a video of you doing some spoken word, and I call him my son. He's one of my babies. I don't have natural kids, so he's one of my spiritual kids. Joy with the
right.
Heart. And see how small this world is.
Yeah.
Yeah, small. Y'all are two amazing men in the upstate that are impacting lives and doing your thing. And I definitely wanted to take this opportunity to allow you to share just a little bit about what you're doing, your brand, who you are, and I want you to chime in on this topic tonight. Because
I am Moody Black, spoken word artist, hip hop artist, visual artist. You give me a lawnmower, I cut your grass good. That's what I'm saying. But don't ask me to sing, because I can't do that. But I enjoy just giving myself to serve others and to increase the literacy amongst our people, and just anybody in general, but particularly I love my people, and get us to learn more, to be more expressive, which kind of ties into the topic. I think one of the things that we have to do, especially particularly as men, is to be able to open up, to open our souls, to be able to be vulnerable and you know, really speak what we're feeling, you know, to go beyond that level and just you know, we, traditionally we talk to be a certain way, share how we really feel about things. It's when you really become one, you know. So I think more and more people are starting to realize that. So when we really get into with expressing ourselves, you know, and then poetry is an outlet that I teach other people to use, you know. And I'm speaking to myself, and I'm still growing. We still live. So, yeah.
Wow.
So let's grow that way to express ourselves, to tell what we really, really feel, you know, to really get beneath the surface.
Because a lot of us, we are emotionless. It's just like we don't have emotions. So, yeah, it's just like that was taken from us. And
right.
I know that in a lot of the schools, they've taken a lot of the forms of expression out of school. You know, they've taken the art forms out. You know, slowly but surely, they're starting to come back with a lot of us brown people that are getting into the school system. We're getting the education, and we're taking our forms of expression, and that's how we express ourselves. I have a couple of friends that are in the education system, and they are taking their art form in the form of drama and expression art into the school system. So I'm excited that we are starting to truly own up to our identity and take our place. I'm excited about the magazine that dropped on today. You are one of the 55 men that is featured inside of that magazine because it is live. So I'm excited about that. What does that mean to you? This is what I call my Men History Month, since y'all don't have a official Men History Month.
Right.
Aspiring Authors Magazine, we decided that we're going to dedicate the month of June to you guys, and all the entire month we're going to be showcasing you guys and bringing awareness to our brown men that are doing and impacting lives around the world. What does legacy mean to you?
It's an honor. It's definitely an insurmountable amount of honor that I feel being a part of that. Just for you to have me in that and you provide that space. Thank you for it. I just feel overwhelmingly great to be a part of that. So thank you, Queen. Thank you, sister. We appreciate you.
And what does that word legacy mean to you?
Legacy? Oh, leaving your greatness. You know, you want to have something to leave behind for others to take that mantle and keep it going. It's like a torch. That's something big I live with right now. I want to leave a legacy, you know, so we need something shiny, you know, on a spiritual level that our predecessors could take and make this next level great. That's what it's all about.
Wow. So how can the listeners support what you're doing? How can they connect with you?
Well, IamMoodyBlack.com is my website. I Am Moody Black on everything. Not everything, everything. I Am Moody Black on social media. Y'all can follow me and subscribe to my YouTube channel. That way you can support, share, make the stuff go viral. Poems and music on Spotify, iTunes, and Google Play. Check it out.
Amen. So, before we leave, do you have a piece that you would like to share with us tonight? If not, I'm about to get this track going. And if you can hang around.
Usually I have a piece. I'm really kind of under the weather, but I owe you one.
I'm not going to pressure you. I want you to feel better. I thank you for pressing your way and coming on. So that right there, it shows morals and value. So I thank you because see, a lot of us we would have stayed home. We would have just say, nah, I'm not gonna do this. No, I don't feel good. I'm gonna tuck and hide under the cover and make an excuse.
I got you. I love what you're doing. I appreciate you, Queen.
I appreciate you.
I'm about to sip some tea. Show y'all some love. I appreciate y'all. Keep doing what you're doing.
Well, I appreciate you, and thank you for stopping by. We have a track now by Internet International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting legendary Brother O.
Pick me a town in any clan where people like a rockin' time and stay awake for day and night till everybody's feeling good and right. Then throw me. Rock and roll to satisfy my soul. Tin Cadillacs, a diamond mill, tin suits of clothes to dress to kill, a tin room house, some barbecue, and 50 chicks not over 22. Just throw me. My 100 bands with chorus girls, a street that's paved with natural pearls, a wagon load of bonds and stocks, then open up the door with four knocks, then throw me. Rock and roll to satisfy his soul. A lot of bread and gangs of meat, oodles of butter and something sweet, gallons of coffee to wash it down, bicarbonated soda by the pound. In for me. Oh, roll me down. I'm having a little rest now, so I can rock and roll to satisfy my soul.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. You are tuned in to Walk in Purpose with Angela here on WBNN Network, live from Lagos, Nigeria. You can call in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Again, that is 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Ngozi Tire Multimedia, LLC. I tell you, I am so grateful for my past two guests. Moody Black got up out of here real quick before I got a chance to have him share about his show. But that amazing man is also a host here on the WBNN Network. I don't know when his next show is, but I'm going to find out before the end of this show. And I'm going to let you guys know so that you guys can support him, because I tell you, he's an amazing spoken word artist. Touched my spirit, touched my heart when he came and poured into my baby. So I'm forever grateful for him. But moving on, I have two more amazing guests that's going to be stopping in. I want to bring both of them up at the same time. And we really going to dive into this conversation, because this conversation, it hits in so many different ways, because this weekend here in Myrtle Beach, we had Black Bike Weekend. And this thing hit me because Angela, experienced racism. And I thought here in the 21st century, we're in 2022. There's no way it can be happening. And it's happening right before our very eyes. And it's happened right in the open. They're not hiding it. They're not sugarcoating it. It is bluntly being done. And I just want my brown people to chime in and talk about it. So I have Frederick Beatty that I'm going to bring up next. And along with him is going to be Keith West, two amazing men that are doing some amazing things within their community. And I can assure that they're going to have various perspectives on this topic. You have Keith that was just helping get a judge elected in North Carolina. And then you have my brother Frederick that lost a son to gun violence at the hands of police officers. So you have different perspectives and different outlooks on the state of our black race, our black men, and our black society as a whole. So tonight, I'm going to go ahead and get my guest on. Frederick, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hey. What's going on, sis? How are you?
I'm great. I know that this topic is a touchy topic for you. Keith, are you on?
I am. Yes,
hey,
I'm here.
Keith, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How's all y'all doing? Glad to hear my brothers and sisters.
Yes, this topic can be very deep, and it can be very, we can come from different angles. Tonight, I definitely want to get your perspective. Before we jump into it, I want to give you the opportunity to share just a little bit about who you are.
You can go first, my brother.
Oh, okay, no problem, bro. So, for those who know me, for those who don't know me, and for those who do know me, my name is Frederick Beatty. I am an author. seven books to my credit. Four of those as a co-author, and three of those as I've written. I have my own podcast platform. I'm the owner and creator of Trailblazers Radio. I'm an advocate for domestic violence. I'm an advocate for social justice, advocate for mental health in men and women. But you know, this is gonna be one of those types of subjects that's gonna be slightly touchy, but a needed conversation.
Very needed conversation. And Keith, if you can just share just a little bit about who you are.
Hi, my name is Keith West. I'm from Rocky Mountain, North Carolina. I am currently the vice president of Grandiose Creations, and I did help get Judge Brenda Branch elected to the Superior Court in Halifax County. She does a lot to help our black and brown communities, so it was only fitting that the security plan that I do with that we did protect her and get her into the office, because there was a lot of racism going on around her, where they was snatching down her signs, they was messing with the employees of her, people that came out to help her, you know, to get her elected, because she has 35 years experience of working with our youth, you know, and I felt that in my spirit that she was the best candidate to get in there. But I've also am part of we do stage and sound, and we set up music for different communities, and we have come to elevate ourselves, especially myself, where we will be using that platform to advocate for my life coaching. But we'll be talking to these youth about, you know, they have a voice. They don't have to be the stigma of just hiding anymore. The days of racism should have been over a long time ago. But as you see, it is still alive and well. And these people, they're just killing us. because they're afraid of where we're heading, and they think that their race is about to be diminished. But we have to also be aware that we need to be better than they are, you know, and show them that how children matter, you know. So we're gonna. I know that I want to give these kids a platform to express themselves and their views because they're deserving of it.
No, they're taking everything away from our kids. They're taking, and then people got to understand too, where they think that this racism and slavery and stuff happened years and years and years and years ago. No. You got to understand that we just come out of Civil War era. It ain't been, 54 years. And we got to understand that. They were still trying to push the Jim Crow era.
And they're trying. But as a black race, we can't allow them to think that it's okay to keep killing us or our children. Because they're the ones who's suffering the most of the... Especially, like I said before on your podcast when you had me, the intelligence of our people outweighs the ignorance of people. So if we're as intelligent as we're supposed to be with God's blessings on us, we should know how to do things properly and do it right. But with them, they want to just keep pushing us back and back and back. Now we have to make a stand and be like, no, we can't take this anymore. And our voice is our stand. So let's stand on our voices and push our agendas forward. They can't stop a movement when it's already rolling. It's not going to happen.
Amen. What are your thoughts, Frederick?
I most definitely agree. You know, it's, From the perspective of someone who's lost a child, thank you, Keith. Yeah. I appreciate that. You know, from the perspective of a person who's lost a child to police violence, I think that our narratives are so important, and excuse me, and I think that when those narratives are not brought to the forefront or not put front and center more importantly for our people to see, but for everyone else to see. I think a lot, when those narratives are brought forward, it makes for misunderstanding, and it also makes for a lot of distortion because you have a lot of people saying the same thing, but they're not saying it in unison. And what I mean by that, they're not saying it in the correct way. Because there's a right way and a wrong way to say things. You know, Martin Luther King said it best, rioting is the voice of the unheard. And for far too long, we have been the voices of the unheard. And it's always been, I've always asked this question, like, you know, when is it going to get to the point that we stop Right, we stop all this rioting and stuff like that. And it's not in a negative fashion. It's just the question says when are other people that are not like us, when are they gonna finally understand us as a people and understand that we are people just like they are? I mean, when Angela said something about being exposed to racism, that's crazy. That happens in 2022, but at the same time, I am not surprised at all.
Not at all.
Not surprised.
I mean, and then I say this, and then I go to the news and see in a clip where in 2018, actually, the city of Myrtle Beach was sued by the NAACP for the exact same thing that happened this weekend.
Now, you know,
the
that,
exact same
like,
thing that they did this weekend, and I experienced this weekend myself. And they settled out of court. They said it was, it was so much. But they always have something that they can say that gets them over. And it goes back. You got to go back to when judges and police officers, who they were. These people, when they became police officers and they became judges, they were ex-Confederate soldiers, every last one of them. So these are the people that you're dealing with, and they still got that mentality. And you got to understand, we are not far removed from this. People thinking it's years and years and thousands of years. No, baby. My sister was 3 years old. That's how far along this been. You got to think about the commission that London had for the riots and stuff that was taking place in the 1968, right at the break of the Civil War era. But then we get comfortable. We let our guards down, and we accept whatever they say. And go along with whatever. No, we should get tired of losing our kids to gun violence. We should get tired of the overly and wrongfully incarcerated that Chantilla talks about every Sunday. And they just throwing our babies away. They just laws that were made before we were even free. How can society have laws for us before we were even free? Them laws weren't for us, but yet we still accept things. Are we ever? These are the two questions I asked at the beginning. What is the current state of our black race? What is the state? What is at stake here, y'all? And will we ever be equal? Those are the two questions.
The state, I feel like the state of our black race right now, right, is at a point where we're not going to stand for things that the Jim Crow era stood for. But coming forth, it's going to take more than just talking about it to move forward with it. And people can say and do a lot of things, but until you show action and get out there and do it, the state of our people, especially our young children, they will stay the same unless somebody stands up and says, and not just say it, do it, you know. And I think that we're headed in the right direction. I truly believe that, you know, God never failed any of us. At the same time, we call ourselves Christians, people of faith. And I feel that if we're going to do this, like I said before, I was part of the problem at one point. But now I see that I have to be a solution to the problem. And if we can just get some of these kids just to open up and talk to us, it'll go a lot better in doing what we need to do as leaders. If you want to be a leader, then you have to lead. You can't follow no one else. You have to know that this is your way, and you have to know that you can get to these kids. Because if not, the state of our people will be lost if we just keep sitting back talking about it and nobody's really moving. But we have to be coming, like she said, we have to come one in unity. And until have a black race, until we come into unity together, we might not never see the end of this. We might not never see the end of racism. You might not never see it. You know, I'm praying one day we will, but I feel like people will never see the black race as equal. They will never see it as equal. So we have to demand our liberty, our equality to them. No, not saying that all of them are like that. I'm not saying all white people are racist. I know I done ran into a lot of them growing up in high school and all that. But there's some decent ones out here that even in the midst of it, they still behind us. We have to lead and show people that we want to be heard and let our kids have their voice in society. Because right now, as the older crowd, we have to allow these kids to come forth, say what's on their mind, what they're feeling, and then try to lead them and help them to get to where they need to be. It's not what we want them to be. We need to let them be who they're going to be, but they can become the next presidents, congressmen, lawyers, or doctors, you know, because right now, I see kids taking all types of things in school. Like, they're going to do what they need to do. But until they get a voice to do it,
We have to be the voice to give it to them.
Wow. I thank you for that. Wow.
So agree.
Wow. We have a track, right, really quick, by our international Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting legend, Brother O, and then we'll be right back for some more conversation. I'm enjoying this tonight. Thank you, guys. Brother O.
The other night, while the holler is sleeping, oh, I dream I have you.
Welcome back. You are tuned in to Walk in Purpose with Angela here on WBNN Network. We have caller number one in queue. Caller number one, if you can tell me where you're calling from and your name.
Hey, I'm calling from New Jersey. It's Jerry Petito.
Hey, Jerry, how you doing tonight?
Okay, sweetie, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. I'm having some tech issues with my phone, so if I cut out, that's why. I'm just listening to you guys and your guests, and it just brings tears to my eyes. And I'll never understand it. And in 2022, how is this still going on? I don't know. Even if there's a solution, listening to everything everyone is saying, it's just heartbreaking for me. I don't understand it, and I never will, and I'm actually glad I don't understand it.
Right. I understand, and I thank God for individuals like yourself. You know, even though you are Italian, you know, you understand, and you don't have a racist bone in your body, you know, even with the things that happen with to me over the weekend. There was a young lady, and she's from New York. She's Caucasian, and she couldn't believe that it happened. and that we work amongst these people. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, what?
So it was a shocker for both of us. So, yeah.
Wow.
I had an incident that happened this weekend.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah.
You know, it's just, you know, your guests don't know me, but my daughter-in-law is black. You know, my granddaughter is part black. I mean, my father came from Italy. We had his friends, his coworkers swimming in our pools, eating dinner, Sunday dinners with us. I never even knew there was such thing as, like, different colors. We didn't – it was nothing to us. You know, I don't know. I don't even know what to say.
And I'm from South Carolina. I have lived in South Carolina all my life, you know, and I never experienced any type of racism in Atlanta. And it's like when I came back here, it's just like my eyes were totally open. And it's just like I can't believe it's happening, especially in the day and time that we're living in. But then we have to understand, too, we're not too far removed from these situations. So we just have to stay prayerful and, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I have a question for you because this is crazy. A friend of mine from here had moved down south many years ago, close to Memphis. And I know, like, it's prevalent down south, and you just said you never experienced it there until you came here. So I thought it was more there, and I'm finding out it's just as much here.
Everywhere. It's every. It is everywhere. It is everywhere.
I went to Memphis.
That we're still experiencing it in this day and time. You know.
I went to Memphis like 8 years ago. A friend of mine from Australia came here for a month, and we went to Memphis because he was also an Elvis fan. That was the first time I experienced what you got, not towards me. I'm going to tell you what happened. It broke my heart. We took a cab, got in a cab. It was an African-American black cab driver. And my friend Limpy, because he walks with a limp, has a little disability, we put him in the front, and I was sitting in the back. And you know me. I just talk to everybody, right? So I'm talking to the driver, and he turned, and he said, "Ma'am, it's okay. You don't have to talk to me." And I said, "Excuse me?" And he said, "I know my place." And I said, "You know your place?" And he said, "Yes, ma'am, it's okay. I'll be quiet now. You don't have to include me in the conversation." And I said, "Sir, pull over." And he looked at me, I said, "Please pull over." So he thought I was going to get out to leave. He pulls over, and I said, "Please get out of the car with me." He gets out of the car, I said, "Now give me a hug." And it brought tears to his eyes. I had tears in mine, and we hugged. And I said, "Listen, never know your place then." I was brokenhearted from that they had to feel that.
Yeah, you have to understand where you at and in the mindset, you know. And a lot of people, you have to understand when they said that we were free and then they kept us captive. You know, there's still a lot of people that this stuff's still ringing in their head. You know, and a lot of people had moved from that mentality. And then there's some people that there's still people that take advantage of that. You know, where a lot of people have evolved, there's people that still have not. There's still people that expect that if you walk in with them, they expect you to hold the door open for them. No, I'm not holding the door for you. Why I got to hold the door for you? What makes you so special? If I want to hold the door for you, allow me to hold the door for you. But don't just make it where I'm supposed to. No, that's not. That don't nowhere is say I'm supposed to hold the door for you.
That's crazy.
And some of these people looking like they my age.
Well, keep doing
like
what you're
doing,
girl.
Like they entitled to something. Like it just amazed me at people and their mentality.
That's crazy. Listen, I love you, and you know what?
I just want to thank you for chiming in tonight. Always chiming in. Yeah. Please tell everyone who you are.
I'm Jerry Petito. I'm a host as well on WBNN, and my show was last night, okay, and I'm on the same week as Angela, so 4 weeks from Tuesday will be my next show. Thank you, girl.
Well, thank you. Thank you for calling in. We have caller number two in queue. Caller number two, if you can tell us where you're calling from and your name, please.
Good evening, Angela. This is Caesars from the Caesars Show. My voice a little squeaky tonight. Good evening to everyone listening, Brother O, Jerry, and everyone. And Angela, salute to you and to everyone who is bringing awareness and getting to the nitty-gritty, you know, of what has become normal to many of the human race, especially in America, but yet around the world, because racism is, of course, not just based on what's called black and white, because we're such a beautiful people. We're not even the color, yet we understand what we mean when we speak about the colors. And even outside of America, to all of those who are listening, many of us keep you in prayer as well, because we are aware of the racism in other countries with Muslims, with other Christians, with different African cultures, even in the Middle East. You know, it's just so much racism all around the world, along with the suffering in America. And I always say that racism is the greatest nightmare of the human race, to my perception. And I understand when Jerry say, I don't understand. You know, there's many people on the planet that's just so full in the love, they naive. How do you understand that? Even though there are people who can say why, you know, or go deeper, and then it's just people that's even just so into love, like they can't wrap their mind around something that's so inorganic to human integrity, human behavior. So I understand some people don't want their thought process to go even deeper, because just alone from just hearing about racism is enough. You know, enough to where Jerry wanted to hug the young man because of love. Love is that powerful. It'll make you want to hug someone you ain't never seen before. Powerful. So what I wanted to say is I'm going to speak from a heavenly place in the body, and where we are in this cycle of life as the human race. There are cycles of evolutions and cycles like the dinosaurs at a time. There's many a times that many of us have lived through the golden ages on the planet, times of Antarctica. Many of us have lived through the golden ages. Many of us have lived through royalty in the different cycles of the surface here in the atmosphere of Earth. And this is, you got the golden age, the age of silver, the bronze age, the age of fire, the age of Egypt, and then the age of darkness, where evil would rule over the planet for 300,000 Earth years. I can take the number off and say for hundreds of thousands of years. And now around the world, people are awakening from within. That's not something someone can teach us. And the brother who spoke before Jerry called in, he said, I feel that we're going in, you know, I'm going to paraphrase him, we're going in the right direction. He's right. We're going in the right direction because we are awakening from within. We're awakening to the gospel in the heart. We're awakening. Our brain capacities are going forth. We're not just believing anything. We're beginning to think for ourselves. And because of what's in our heart, because of what we live through suffering, through bondage, through uncomfortable experiences of trauma, and even the good experiences have brought many of us into wisdom, and that wisdom is what's breaking many generational curses. People are more in touch with their higher self, with their higher self. So that's helping all around the world. So I want to say thank you. Just thank you so much, y'all, for listening. And we are on the right path. And we're, the cycle is changing. There will be a new earth. So we are going in the right direction as we come into a new earth, a new humanity. And it starts with everyone in the mirror and us shaking hands with a deeper depth of the heart. Thank you, Angela. Much love.
When is your next show? Because I heard the last one. You be going deep, too. Like, that was deep.
The
when
last,
is your next show?
Oh, wow. My show is every fourth Wednesday now. The last Wednesday of every month to see the show at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Yo, God bless everybody and the best to everybody, and take it easy on yourself, and don't beat yourselves up. Be gentle with yourself in these times so that you can have a sound mind. Take it easy on yourself and know that you are enough. Stop thinking that you're not doing enough, and stop thinking that you are not enough. You was enough to this planet the moment that you breathed out of your mother's womb. You are enough. You got to believe that for yourself. Love y'all. Peace.
All right. That was Jesus. She is another amazing host on this amazing network. We have caller number 3 in queue. Caller number 3, can you state your name and where you're calling from, please? Call number 3.
Hi, Angela. Okay. This is Antonia Pets. How are you?
Hey. All right. How are you?
Fine, thank you. You know, I heard a lot of, you know, things they can't believe, and I understand what they're talking about because I thought that the turn of the century, being 2000, as a year that, you know, brought hope for what they call the computer age, would make people become much more intelligent than to feed into things that were not important. They should be focusing on the developments of the future that can just make things better here on the earth. But obviously it hadn't. And considering that there has been so many problems that still to this day that are developed as a result of people and race, it's amazing just to see that some people don't get it, that it takes more than just technology to make us move forward. But things will never be perfect. And I was listening to Jerry Petito's perception of what she had seen while she was being given a ride wherever she was at the time a while back. And to hear
Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay, I thought it would be down south. I've lived down there for a while myself, and not being in the service. I did, by the way, listen to her show last night, you know, but I came on too late, but that's okay, because it's, you know, always a good thing to hear somebody who's willing to overlook the color barrier to be able to speak on their behalf and say, well, that's not my heart, that's not the way I feel, and tell you why. But, yes, I've seen and heard of people who have felt as though that they were out of place because of their race a little bit, you know, having traveled down there for a while. And it is really something else to know that people still hold their heads low, just as if the Emancipation Proclamation has never been written. And it's been going on for quite a few years, and people cannot even get jobs because of that. But yet and still, they would be criticized for not wanting to work or be lazy and considered shiftless. So, you know, it's good to hear that somebody has compassion for people who are definitely torn away from society, emasculated, you know, having seen where even women who were not even of color, who have been killed and been lynched and things like that still go on, but it's more quieter. Once in a while, it makes the newspapers about lynchings occurring, maybe out in the west or the south. So
yes, they kept a lot of that quiet because they didn't have the media outlet like that. I mean,
right.
and like you said, you know, they were denied jobs. They were denied the right to vote. They were denied education and a lot of opportunities. Why? Because you had ex-Confederate soldiers working as police officers and judges. They were the people in control, so they had control over that. So they still, there were still a lot of people that were enslaved, even though they were free.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and
that mentality kept being passed down. And you got to think, this was still happening in the 1968.
Mm-hmm. Not even only then. There are some people I heard that don't even, the form of payment that they receive or the ability to get a job that's worth their while, it will never come to terms for them because of still the mentality of some people to this very day who kept them mentally subservient. So, you know, it's a sad thing, but they try to make it look like everything's so happy on television and the commercials, like things like that, you know, do not still exist. But unfortunately, once in a while, you know, you get to hear of a story, maybe through public broadcasting or whatever. And so thank you for having the show and the dialogue so people understand how
we all. Thank you for stopping by and sharing tonight. When is your next show?
If I'm not mistaken, it may be June 13th on a Monday evening, about 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So with that being said, you know, I appreciate your having me and continue to, you know, bring up your dialogue. Maybe we can all learn something.
But thank you for stopping by. I tell you, she's an amazing host here. She's one of the first host. She is nominated for the International Internet Hall of Fame. She was one of the nominees. So I thank her for all of the work that she's done here at WBNN. Thank you, Antonio. We have caller number 4 in queue. Caller number 4, if you can state your name and where you're calling from.
Huni Barkatun, a.k.a. the Magic Man Haru. And I'm calling from downtown Nashville. I'm enjoying this show so far. I'm going to get back safely before the show's over about the importance of soul in a minute. Now, it's time to provide an answer that's been a mystery to a lot of people. Now, this is part of why I was woken up almost 37 years ago. And I was told to take this message to the people who need it the most. Okay, so you go to Bereshith of Genesis, chapter 13, verse 12 through 15. And it says, and the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abraham, and lo, a horror of great evil fell upon him. Verse 13, and he said unto Abraham, know of a surety, your seed shall be a stranger in a land that's not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them for 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterwards they shall come forth out of her with great suffering. Okay? Now, I want you to listen to that according to our biblical prophecy, be it the Torah or the Holy Bible as we know it, and listen to what took place a couple of years ago, right? Notice that 400 years. So it's of 2019, it commemorates 400 years since the forced arrival of Africans to British-controlled North America was first documented in the year 1619. 1619, 2019 is 400 years. Although the scholars point out that the history of the African Americans is much more complicated. In other words, they don't want to say that it was already here before the slave sale. Okay? So that's a biblical prophecy. So now, if you really, really look at the math of it, woman of God and everybody who's listening now, we're really only 3 years out of this. So within those 400 years, the soulless ones, the evil ones amongst the through the white power structure, they were allowed to rape men, women, and children and get away with it. So this is something that we had to be put in a state of amnesia to even endure such a thing. But I want our people in particular to not only be upset about what took place, but rejoice and be glad, because we're the only people that could have went through that type of hell and still be here. We're really, really 3 years out, and our minds are very childlike. So we got a lot of work to do with a little bit of time, okay? So I had to get that in there. Also, I got some very good news for you. Congratulations to the Honorable Angela Thomas Smith on your WBNN all-time connection record with your 38th all-time, our personal best of 8th consecutive with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship, honoring our late Hall of Famer.
Wow. 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 Thank you. Wow.
You're very welcome.
Ooh, I'm at loss for words tonight. I tell you, we got a track now. Thank you, Brother Hooney. Thank you, Brother Hooney. I tell you, tomorrow I know it's going to be deep. I'm going to have to get me some rest tonight. We got a track.
Oh! Hey, y'all. This is Brother Ray. I got something I want to talk to you about. Listen to me, please. Now I'm ready to stop y'all and settle down. Cause it's a life of misery when you're alone. And I've got to have somebody to call now. Perfect. Let me love you. Till the day I die, I'll be a shelter. Yes, I will. Whenever it rains, it like Dr. Feelgood. I can ease your pain. Hey, hey, baby, I wanna love you. Oh, baby, I've got to love you, girl. I need to love you. I need you and I want you. So come on, girl, let's find some happiness. Lord knows I need you right by my side, girl. A good love and affection will keep me satisfied. Oh, girl, I'm tired of running from town to town. That's why I want you, girl, to help me settle down.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Walk and Purpose with Angela here on WBNN. That soundtrack was the soundtrack of our lives featuring the iconic Grammy Award-winning popular music legendary Ray Charles. How y'all enjoying that music tonight, Brother Keith and Frederick? Y'all enjoying it?
Oh, man. Yes, indeed. Hit your soul.
You. It's something about music that just take your, it just takes you back and it takes you away. I tell you, that music now, it just don't do nothing for me. It don't do nothing for me. But I'm telling you, this topic, it's getting deep. And it comes to me, and I'm wondering, how do we move on? How do we move now? How can we continue to progress? You know, I'm looking at, we talk about generational curse breaking. I'm looking at my family. I look at my nephew. He is a young male. You know, he's broken a lot of the stereotypes that and the stigmas that they label us and place on us. And I remember coming from South Carolina, and we were coming into Atlanta, and he was speeding. He was going kind of fast. And we got pulled over, and the guy wanted to give him a ticket about his tint on his window. But after he ran his license and realized who he was in the military, he backed off. My baby say, he said, I can't wait till I get my next grade. He said, they ain't going to even pull me over. I say, for real. And I'm glad when I can hear my brown men talk like that and not be afraid and know that they are okay, because I ain't did nothing. You can't touch me. And if you try to touch me, because he had his piece. Yeah, he had his piece too. Now, don't get out of line, because he cares. And he has the right to care. So don't get out of line. Don't try us. And that's where it's coming to. Because I watch people and I see how they move. It just took me back, Frederick. Now, you know how we do when I'm in Atlanta. I feel comfortable there. It's like I don't feel comfortable here no more after what took place this weekend. Like, that was just like, and then they walk around like, it's just okay. Like, entitled, like we owe them something. How do we move past this?
Well, for me, I guess, this ain't going to be a lengthy answer, but when you think about it, it could be lengthy. It's more about, we have to let people know it's more about telling people not what we want, but what we need. We can tell people that we want equality, we want to be treated as equals. We can tell people what we want all day long. But it's more about selling what we need. We need to be treated as equals. We need to be treated with the same degree of humanity as other races are treated at. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. The one thing and a lot of people could probably relate to this. Some people can, some people won't. Some people can't. The LA riots showed me a lot about the character of people from on both sides of the equation. First of all, it showed me that how people can be so nonchalantly oblivious to something that happened to a person, but also showed me that people can and will listen to grievances and try to do something about it. But now, you know, we can't keep coming to platforms and on stages and in places like, you know, doing poetry at the White House and stuff like that, doing an inauguration and telling folks what we want. No, it's now it's about telling folks telling people in power, also our neighbors, what we need. Look, I need you to not treat me as if I'm inferior. I need you to not call me anything outside of my God-given name. I need you to not treat me as if I'm less than. So, you know, those are things that I'm personally pushing for. It's no longer a want, it's a need, because as long as we say it's something that we want, it's something it'll never be given to. It'll never be honored or given to us per se. When we tell someone, when we say that we need these things to happen, and then we apply pressure. And we can't say, oh, we can't do it, and this is not about, and no disrespect to nobody, no disrespect to anyone like Benjamin Crump or anything like that. No disrespect to those gentlemen, because what they do is good work. But it goes beyond just
they're saying we want this. Now it's a need. It goes beyond just saying. It goes beyond just, you know, getting in front of a platform or getting in front of a camera or any other space saying that we need, that we want these things. No, this is a need. And now we have to apply pressure to those people in office. Not only the people in office, but also we need to apply pressure to our own people. Hey, look, this is, you know, it's more than just, you know, racism. It's also about us taking care of us. You know, we have to be the ones to say, hey, look, this black on black crime stuff has to end. This crabs in a barrel mentality has to end. This looking down on each other thing has to end. We have to be the ones to lift ourselves up, because at the end of the day, let's just be honest and let's just keep this a whole buck and call a spade a spade. At the end of the day, nobody's gonna look out for us better than we can look out for ourselves. That's just period, point blank.
You have to get that mindset. It has to start in that mindset, and it has to start with that individual person. That person has to change. Has to start with that mind. Change that mindset. We've been programmed during that Jim Crow and that Civil War, in between that Jim Crow and that Civil War era, we were programmed. They started introducing the ghetto. They started introducing all these different services, these different things. They took the man out of the home. They introduced drugs. They introduced all these things to set you up to fail. We never had a chance. You look back. They denied us the right to vote. They denied us the right to education. They denied us to every opportunity to better ourselves and for us to be on an up and up, for us to defend for ourselves, because they knew what was in us. They knew what we was capable of, because who you think taught them? Who you think came up with a lot of the stuff? We built this country. It didn't just happen. We built it. All this stuff came off our backs, but we don't have no credit for it. They're going to forever steal as long as we sit by and allow it. So what are your needs? How do you move to your needs? We got caller number 5 in queue. Caller number 5, if you state your name and where you're calling from.
Oh, shoot. It's a true friend, Willa Guy. What's up, lady?
How you doing tonight, Willa Guy?
I'm listening to y'all drop. Hey, what's up, fellas? Oh, my goodness. I drop it so much. I'm just
what's
saying,
going on,
out. I'm trying to make it, man. You know, I'm over here in Philly staring at the rain coming all the way towards us. You know, I missed Jerry Patino yesterday, boy, and all my other hosts that's down with daggone W. BNN, I'm sorry I didn't catch y'all, but I be running out of minutes, man. I got Metro, so I got to pay $10 for $1,000.
Now, you need to download the TextNow app and
oh, that's
in.
Right. Brother O did tell me that I'm still stupid. I ain't paid. I can
download
the
app.
That's
and
the problem with us people right
they'll
now.
They'll send you a SIM card, and you can hook the SIM card up, and you will have no problem.
He told me the text thing too. Text thing, but you know what?
It's
that's a problem with our people
now,
right now.
Text now app.
Download
the text
that's,
now app.
That's the problem with us right now. That's the problem with us right now. We don't pay attention. And if you actually take time to look, you know what I'm saying? If you really take time to look, the education we being taught, suspect. They don't really want to teach nobody the real will, because that means somebody going to get it for real. Suspect.
You teach yourself. That's what they do anyway.
Well,
we've been teaching them. We
teach
them what they
but
know.
But they're trying to teach everybody not to use a book anymore. They're trying everybody to teach them to, how you say it, fall in line, use a computer, use your phone, don't use your eyeballs on a damn piece of paper. Use the computer.
Well, in 10 years, the digital age is going to be over with, so what's going to be next? Huh? What's going to be next? Because, you know, every 10 years, come on, trace the history of the evolving of the different eras. We're in the digital age now. Before that, the industrial age. And then next, you're going to have another age. What is it going to be? It's probably going to be the genetic age, or it's going to be the artificial insemination age. Come on. It's one or the other. It's going to come to an end, too.
You're hitting it on the bone, and that's the sad part, because everybody in their right mind that has grown up the age I am didn't ever think that justice was going to actually become the part to be. We never thought we was going to have a damn robot, you know,
car
being a maid.
Y'all don't even realize
just because it's not a damn a big old robot, but that's coming soon. But y'all got this other stuff where y'all don't even want to do nothing no more. Some of y'all don't even want to cut y'all grass. You're going to buy that damn thing. Better cut the grass. You only want to vacuum your damn floors. Let a damn vacuum your floors.
Will of God, my Alexa today said she wanted to share a self-help tip. So I said, okay. And I'm sitting here now. I was just talking to somebody about these Alexas. And then Alexa said, I said, thank you for sharing this self-help. She said, no problem. That's my job. I said, what?
I'm looking at everything because we're being taught to be dumbed down, and our kids being taught to be super dumbed down, and then God knows what the government doing to put guns on the street to make everybody get shot down, so that everybody who have common sense, they're dead. Everybody that's older and got what's it called? When you went through the trials and tribulations of life, and you know you made it through that world where we was deep in a depression. They trying to kill them off with the damn corona or any type of damn virus disease they could create. So now they can't tell you how to make it. Then other people that's falling in line with the computer situation, and they just become captivated. They don't want to move out their house. Some people scared to damn leave their house. They're so used to Amazon coming, they're like, psh, I ain't gotta go outside. So I'm looking at everything and how the news is just being transparent. They're showing everything called death, 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 death. Where the hell's the joy?
They only report on us. They don't report on a lot of the things that's happening in other communities, because I'm telling you, I live in a Caucasian community, and there was someone that was killed in my neighborhood. It was an accidental shooting, but it was the fact that they died across the walkway. I could see over there, and it never.
What?
Nobody said anything in the news. Nobody said nothing. Even the apartment complex, the management never said anything. They never notified the people. They never notified us. You know what I'm saying? And we hadn't have been nosy and went seeing what was going on in our neighborhood, we wouldn't have known.
Well, I'm going to hit everybody with a brick.
But if it had been us, they would have been knocking down the doors trying to find out, did you see what happened over there? Now, come on now. This is the world that we're living in now. How do we move past this?
I'm going to hit everybody with a brick.
How do we move past this?
I'm going to hit everybody with a brick that's listening. Now, think about this, y'all. If y'all stay on quiet time and be too scared to stand up and not even just start a movement, but make everybody realize common sense, imagine, right, if you know a dummy or you know a fool and they become your leader. Would you follow them? The sad part
is some of y'all not even going to say nothing.
But listen.
How can we follow
them
you?
Might
can
not
you
say
on
nothing.
Again? Come on now. Come on. We got callers. I got callers in the queue.
Oh, I got you. I'm sorry. Y'all can check me out this dag on Friday. Too Thorough by True Fan Will of God. And I just went in on it. My topic is going to be, does your pain outweigh your gain, or does your gain outweigh your pain? Oh, my God. And I'm going to have some special elaborated guests on there. But think about it. If you get a whole bunch of money, if you win the lottery, does that take a pain away? You know what I'm saying? Or if you got, come on, y'all. Y'all don't even hear what
well,
I'm saying.
Well, look, I will be on
There's
Friday. Y'all can tune in on Friday. We have caller number six in queue. Caller number six, so you state where you're calling from in your name, please.
Caller, you on the air? All right, 3, 2, 1. All right, we're going to take the next caller on the air right now with Anthony Thomas Smith and Walking in Purpose right here at Dave BNN.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hello, Angela. This is Nicole calling from Charlotte. How are you, Queen?
All right, how are you tonight?
Yeah, I'm all right. It's AKA Doll Lady Laureate. I just want to call in to say congratulations. I caught the later half of your show, but what I've heard, everyone was hitting the point. All the co-hosts and the host that called in, and to Brother O, I just want to shout out and call. You know, what I was listening to so far, the only thing that came to me was the black and white of this whole thing are learned lessons and generational curses, because we are taught to hate. And then there's generational curses comes from what we've seen, like my brother said, my sister Sheza said, 400 and something years ago. And, you know, while you was talking, you said something. And I just want to share this with you, that what came to me, because Sheza confirmed it, and I wrote it before. The pains and the stains of yesterday and today desensitize this human race. And that's why we're in the situation that we are in today. And we all have to stand on the front line, regardless, to stand up and demand what we do need. So I thank you for having this show tonight, and congratulations again.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. So who are you again?
This is Nicole Williams, a.k.a. Doll Lady Laureate out of Charlotte. I was on your show.
I know who you are, but they don't know who you are. So you tell them how they can follow you.
Okay. This is Nicole, N-I-C-K-O-L-E Williams, a.k.a. Doll Lady Laureate. I'm president of the Queen City Dolls under the umbrella of the Elite Dolls of Faith. I'm calling out of Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm also a poet, author, 5 books on Amazon.
Amen, amen. Amazing, amazing woman. She was one of my guests, and she calls in and support the network. So thank you. Thank you for what you do. Y'all, I tell you, we have Commissioner Dr. Chinchilla Jay. Hello. How are you?
Hi. I am fine. How are you tonight, Angela?
I'm here. I won't complain, because guess what?
All right.
You know, my mama used to
congratulations.
Tell me, she said, just like using the restroom on yourself. Don't nobody do that but you.
Right. So first, before I forget, I want to congratulate you on your all-time connection record. Congratulations. And I've been listening to your show, and I love your guest, and, you know, and the topic, you know, something definitely needed. This past Sunday, we talked about gun violence and in America and all of that. And, you know, your guest said some interesting things. And, you know, here in Philly, Angela, okay, today is June 1st, right? So far, there's been 207 homicides here in Philly, 207 shootings. We're only in the 152nd day of the year, but 207 people have been killed here. And it's such a sad situation. Then on Sunday, I had Francetta Mays from the NAACP in Tulsa as one of my guests. And today in Tulsa, on a hospital campus, there were 4 people killed in a shooting where a gunman opened
fire. I didn't even get to see all of the information, but it popped up on my screen right before I got ready to come on here.
Yeah.
Wow.
And this is just so crazy. But when we look at the history, and see, then people get upset when, you know, a racist white or a cop kills a black person, and they march and they protest. But yet, here in America, blacks are being killed mostly by black people. And, you know, this is a sad situation. And until the black people can respect one another and start to love one another and unite together, we can forget other races really having any respect for us. And it's sad to say, but it's true. And because in these black communities, in the inner cities especially, there's no love anymore. There's no unity in the community. There's a bunch of hate and, you know, jealousy and all that stuff and so much division. And, you know, once people, you know, how the Bible says, you know, divide and conquer. That's what Satan does, divide and he conquers. And if we look at the history of slavery, during slavery time, black people were divided and they were conquered. And that same slave mentality has rolled over into 2022, and it's pitiful. But blacks are so divided, so divided. We still have the yellow blacks against the black blacks, and, you know, the dark skin against the light skin, the high yellow, the browns, and, you know, and people still look at that. And some people say, oh, well, that doesn't really matter. But deep and down inside, they don't realize it, but it does to them. And this is stuff that goes on every day, and I see it every day. And when we look at how we have treated each other.
Do you think that we would ever see equality amongst people?
Amongst all people?
Yeah,
it's never going to be all people, because we're always going to have people that will always remain racist. And some people are just racist, and they will stay that way, just like some people belong to Satan, and they will always belong to Satan. No matter how much people pray for them, they belong to the devil. And so we have those racist people that will never accept us, and we have to accept that they won't accept us. And not look to them for validation. We have to start validating ourselves and, you know, validating each other. And if we look back at the Bible days, you know, we killed each other then. The first death, who? Cain. Cain killed his brother Abel, and they were black. And then when we look at the slavery days, the slaves, the black people sold each other into slavery, and they even had slaves of their own that were black, and they sold them to the white man. And this is how slavery began. And it was us betraying us. And it's ridiculous. And then during slavery days, blacks, you know, they killed each other. When Massa told them to shoot one of them, they did. They listened to Massa and shot and killed their own people. And it's a sad situation. And this is what's happening today. And then I heard you talking about, somebody was talking about voting, how, you know, we were not allowed to vote. And now we are allowed to vote. But
even in,
but they don't.
In the 1968s, they were still trying to deny rights to vote.
Right.
And from the 1926 to the 1968, they didn't want you to vote. They didn't want you to get education.
That's right.
They didn't want you to have opportunity.
That's right.
Just so far away. No, that's just around the corner. My sister went but 3 years old. This was taking place.
Right. And 68,
so,
I was
a long time ago.
Yeah. And so,
so
you know, so now. Yeah. So now that we are allowed to vote, guess what? They don't. And, you know, before they didn't want us to have an education. They didn't want us to read. And, you know, the saying always was, you don't want black people to know something, put it in the book, because blacks don't read. So when they were not allowed to read, they wanted to try to sneak and read. Now that they can read all they want, most of them don't even pick up a book. And it's sad. And most of them, well, not most of them, but, you know, a lot of blacks still drop out of school. And so we have to look at these things. And we can't really continue to blame, like, the white man or on how blacks behave today. You know, blacks have to start taking accountability for their own behavior and not pointing the blame on someone else or using somebody else that the white man oppressed us as a cop-out, you know. So until the mindset change, the mentality change, they're going to remain the same. And this generation today, it's so very sad that the day and age that we are living in, it's ridiculous. And we have to really pray so much, a lot, turn our plates down, and try to reach these young people. Because, see, the white men, they're laughing. The KKK, they're laughing. They're happy because, you know, that these black kids and the black young adults, they're doing their job. They don't even have to go out and hang us or shoot us up no more secretly because we're doing it to each other. And so if this continues, like, we're wiping ourselves out. It's like genocide, you know.
We're doing it to
ourselves. It's just ridiculous.
We're doing it to ourselves. Wow.
Yeah, we are doing it to ourselves.
Tell everybody how they can support you. Tell them about your show, how they can support you. I got to get ready for you go to town.
Okay, yes. My show is on Sunday nights at 9:30 p.m. News Forum every Sunday at 9:30. So definitely tune in. We're going to be doing part two of Gun Violence in America because it is just out of hand, and we have to find solutions. And so tune in Sunday night, y'all. Thanks so much. And again, Angela, congratulations on your all-time connection record.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. That is our reigning commissioner, Dr. Chinchilla J. My guest, y'all, I have enjoyed y'all tonight. Frederick, Keith, I definitely want to thank you guys for stopping by. Before we close out, I want y'all to share with those that are tuned in how they can follow you, how they can support your platform. And then I want you to share something encouraging for the people, to encourage them to take a stand. And to do what's needed to move past this. So I'm going to start with Keith.
Yes, my name is Keith Bush. You can find me at my web. You can go onto our website, grandiosecreations.com. You can also email me at kewking53@gmail.com. Words of encouragement to move forward is, we have to be the voice now. We done stayed silent too long. And if we want our youth to do anything in this world to be better than us, we have to give them a platform. Amen.
Amen. Well, I want to thank you for stopping by and sharing with us on tonight. I truly enjoyed having you on tonight. Frederick, if you would please share how they can support you, how they can follow you, and your thoughts on moving forward.
Of course. So everybody can, for those who, again, if, just reintroducing myself, I'm Frederick Beattie. I'm an author. I'm a podcaster. I'm an advocate. If you guys want to support what I'm doing with Trailblazers Radio, you guys can go to my Facebook page, our Facebook page on at Trailblazers Radio. Also follow us on Instagram at Trailblazers Radio. We also have a LinkedIn page at Trailblazers Radio. We also have a podcast website, which is www.podpage.com/Trailblazers Radio. And plus, if you guys want to support us, our podcast, our own Anchor, which was distributed through Anchor, but it's also on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher FM, Deezer, anywhere where you get audio podcasts. And, you know, just, you know, like and share our content. We also have a YouTube page, so you can check out our backlog of episodes. You know, subscribe to the channel. Like a couple of episodes, comment on them. The one thing that I do want to say, something that's going to be really, really positive. Change has never been a singular action. And what I mean by that, the word change isn't singular in and of itself. If we're going to affect true change, then we have to come out of the pack, come out of the singular word of change, because it's not a singular action, because it requires everyone. From me to Angela to Keith to Hooney to Moody Black to everybody, to O, everybody. It requires everybody to be in concert and to be in sync. But also it requires us to be respectful of each other as human beings. Like I said earlier, first of all, we have to respect ourselves as a people before anybody else outside of us can respect us.
Well, I definitely want to thank you for sharing tonight and stopping by. I truly have enjoyed you guys on tonight. It is Ngozi time.
Well, first of all, I want to thank all the folks that counted Robert tonight with this very, very outstanding and plausible subject. You should be happy to hear this. You know, this is a subject you should be happy. You should be running to help those, because we're here to touch people and change people. You know my record. They said what they need to say. I need to say nothing because I'm great. Congratulations to Angela Thomas Smith tonight on her 38th WBNN all-time connection record and personal best 8 consecutive. Go, girl. You're making legacy like you always do. And, you know, she'll break it down for you from the L to the Y. Don't try her, okay? Please don't do that. Tomorrow night right here at WBNN, we have another person. Not only another person, but a legend. Not only a legend, but a Hall of Famer. His name is the Magic Man Haru, Hooney Bakatun, the 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Shrinee, the 2022 International Hall of Fame Broadcasting Lifetime Achiever Elect. This man hosts a show called We Will Aware You tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern Daylight, right here at WBNN. We have advertising to Ngozi Time Multimedia, like Pinterest and, you know, Instagram and, you know, Twitter. Also, all of them believe it goes there, Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, some wonderful program tonight? Olay. That goes to mymind@gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer. No accolade. You know who I am. Stop playing with me. All of them believe it goes there. Saying goodnight and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio. Support us on a constant basis tonight. Real proud of the Honorable Angela Thomas Smith. Enough said. 2 minutes left to go to the program.
So, Brother O, he said I would say exactly what legacy was, and I would tell you from the L to the Y. So I'm going to leave you with this legacy. Living life and ego, understanding it's not about you, but the God in you. Genesis 2:7, he tells you that he breathed the breath of life in you. So, A, align with the word of God and catch up with your destiny because it's already been ordained for you. Seek clarity and understanding for his will for you and allow him to move through you. So yield to the Holy Spirit on tonight, and that's legacy, the L to the Y. I'll see you back here in 4 weeks. I love you guys, so guess what? There's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Be blessed.